Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. By some estimates, 75% of farm ground will change hands by 2025. UK Extension Economics Professor Steve Isaacs with more.
Our average age of Kentucky farmers is about 57.3 or something like that. So we're looking at a significant amount of farmland transitioning just in the next decade or so.
So do you roll with the punches or do you plan that transition?
We've tended to, I think that a will was all you needed. And certainly you need a will. You need to have a good legal document that's going to lay things out. But the plan, how are we going to transfer the assets? Maybe more importantly, how are we going to transfer the management? At what point does one generation begin to turn over management responsibilities to the next generation? We've got too many cases where we've got a 70, 75-year-old farmer making all the decisions and essentially having the second and third generation almost as hired workers. And we need to work on that. We need to transition management just as well as we transition the assets.
And when should a family begin to start that plan?
Well, I think they need to start thinking about it as soon as they have kids. if this is going to be our family business, how are we going to transition that? So I don't think it's ever too early.
UK is hosting workshops on transition management tomorrow at Kentucky Dam Village in Gilbertsville, Friday in Hopkinsville. We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
UK's Dr. Steve Isaacs, other ag economists, and a legal advisor will be presenting at the two estate transition workshops this week. He says meetings like this have become more common, and so has the importance of the issue.
Well, I think so. I mean, I hope so. That's one of the reasons for having these workshops. Dr. Cole and Dr. Morrison were in a couple of years ago, and we did some sessions out in West Kentucky, very, very well attended. The agents haven't told me the numbers on these, but I think we're looking at good attendance on these. So, yes, and that's good to know that folks are realizing that this is important.
And it's something that would be wise for the whole family to plan for rather than deal with later.
I think some of the problems that can arise without planning, some of the hurt feelings, it doesn't matter the size of the operation. I've seen folks just as upset over $1,000 or a piece of china as I have over a multi-million-dollar farming operation. And communication is one of the things I want to talk about, and folks need to communicate early and often.
He suggests checking with local extension offices on reservation availability. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.